If those readings were meant to be consoling, the only way I could see them as consoling is if you're absolutely perfectly bald. Anyway, apocalyptic readings and writings are interesting, but we kind of get the feeling when we hear them that it could about to come to pass in our day. And I think people have had the sense that things are not going to be the way they used to be for a long time, that somehow it's all unraveling. People have an anxiety about that. And it's not just in our age. But, you know, imagine during the Second World War or some of the big conflicts that have happened or in the midst of a hurricane in Florida. I mean, people would have obviously felt like their world is coming to an end. These kind of writings come forth when it already has happened. The catastrophe has already happened. Like, you would expect right now apocalyptic writings to be coming out of Ukraine. It's already happened that their world is not going to be the same for a long, long time and ever. So imagine the first reading in the time of Malachi, it had already happened. The Babylonian captivity had just been over and the people were let back, but everything was a mess. The country was in rubble, and people, the strongest and the smartest, were grabbing what they could to survive. There was chaos. There was no order, no following the law that would have brought order. And so Malachi is trying to get them to recognize that they'd have to come back to listening to God and following God's ways, and eventually there would be a secure society. But he's telling them, there will be consequences in how you live. The evil and the proud will be destroyed. And fire, here's where fire and brimstone is often used in apocalyptic writings. And for those who fear the Lord, on the other hand, there will be justice. Things will get set right by God's design, and healing will come. Okay, that's the first one. Second reading from the book of Paul, a letter of Paul to Thessalonians. This is one of the earliest New Testament readings. In fact, it was written before the Gospels. It was from that early, early time when Paul was out preaching to these little communities. Thessalonica was one of them, and it was to them that he was writing. And at that time, because persecution, all those things that were mentioned in the gospel, had already happened. They were happening. Roman Caesars were, you know, killing Christians as right and left, and there was all kinds of turmoil and persecution. And in fact, 70 AD, their big temple had been destroyed, utterly torn down by the Romans. And that's jumping ahead to the gospel, where Jesus was looking at that temple and saying, it's all going to be torn down. But when the gospel of Luke was written and distributed and read for the first time by those people, it had already been torn down. So you can imagine Luke trying to address a people's whose world, especially their theocracy, their religious world, had been destroyed, because the temple symbolized that. So This was all going on already. And in Paul's time, in Thessalonica, the people were saying, well, it's coming very soon. I think the last song we'll be singing is soon and very soon. And they meant like tomorrow, the Lord's going to return. And so why bother going to work? Why not just hang back and wait for it to happen? And, you know, we're on the good side, aren't we? You know, and so people were being busybodies and not working. And so Paul is saying, you know, if you don't work, you shouldn't eat. Get back to work and follow my example, which was he worked in their midst, even though he could have collected from, you know, taken up a collection and paid his own. Anyway, so Paul is saying, in the midst of crisis that's going on here, just do the regular things that you should do. It's not necessarily going to happen that everything will end as you imagine. And it was all about the second coming of Christ that they were waiting for. So, and then again to the temple, where those blocks of stone, that temple was in their minds in 4 AD during Christ's lifetime there, was in their minds just unable to be destroyed. The blocks of that temple were made out of white marble, lots of them. And they were 200 to 400 tons, not pounds, tons. That's a block as long as a trailer house and about 4 or 5 feet square. Way over to the choir there. I've seen them down underneath the temple now. I mean, where the Temple Mount, when they talk about that on the news, down underneath there are the foundation stones of the temple still there. They're huge. And so they couldn't imagine that that was going to be destroyed. But when there was a revolution of the Jewish people against Rome in 70 AD, Romans came in and said, that's it. Enough of this messing around. They just destroyed the temple. And that had already happened when the gospel was being read. So what were they to do in the midst of that? Give up in despair? What were they called to do? And Paul's, and the message of Jesus and Paul is, well, do what you would normally do as love requires. By your perseverance, you will. So every day we are called to love those that God has given us. What Paul is saying is that love is the only thing that endures. That's the only thing you can place your trust in. So if you are active and engaged in love, that is your basis, your foundation for hope. That is the big foundation stones on which a secure life can be built. Because love endures. Love does not come to an end, as Paul says in Corinthians. So, simply, the message is, keep on keeping on. And there's a lot of people in our age, because of pandemic, because of, it, you know, whatever their favorite candidate is not get elected, or because of health, or all kinds of reasons, think that their world is at an end as they knew it. There's just no hope. But I think the message has always been, keep on trusting and believing in a God that does not abandon us and is with us. Keep on doing what love requires. Keep on giving to those in need, to the poor. Keep on giving to the diocesan ministry appeal, which was supposed to be the video instead of this homily that you were seeing today. It's going to be later on, probably. Keep on keeping on, as my sister-in-law would say. Keep loving God. your neighbor, yourself, and those that God gives you to love. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives. And God bless us.